Even those who don't know Latin jazz tend to know Tito Puente. He's not known as the King of Mambo for nothing. His music has appeared in many films, most notably, perhaps, The Mambo Kings. In today's global hit, the world's music critic Tom Schnabel gives us a refresher on Puente's roots and looks at a new release of his music.
Tito Puente grew up in Spanish Harlem. He banged on walls. The neighbors complained to his mother, telling her to put the kid in school so he'd quit making noise. Well, he got his professional debut at the Swank Stork Club at just 16 years old. He was drafted into the Navy during World War II. The captain liked his Latin arrangements for the band so much that they wouldn't let him off the ship until the war ended. He sailed into Tokyo Bay with General MacArthur. Amazing stuff. A new collection called El Rey, The King, really is the best 2-CD collection of his famous songs. One of the first big songs, and one that I've always loved, was called Ran Can Can. This was a huge dance hit at the Palladium. That was the really place that showcased all the great mambo of the 1950s and 1960s. And it also shows that not only was he the greatest timbales player in Latin music, but he was also a wonderful vibraphone player. So this is Ran Can Can from Tito Puente's new album, El Rey. That was Ran Can Can, recorded in the 1960s from a new CD called Tito Puente, El Rey, The King. There are so many songs on this new collection. It's a 2-CD collection, and there are probably about 25, 30 songs here. But this is a fun one called Qua Qua. It's a fun song, catchy, great arrangement. And the singer is Santos Colon, who was the great singer who worked with Tito Puente and my favorite singer of all the Tito Puente bands over the years. So this piece is called Qua Qua. That was called Qua Qua, a fun song from Tito Puente's new album, El Rey. One thing I like about this new reissue of El Rey is that the sound has never been better. Sometimes earlier recordings, the sound wasn't that good, but they've cleaned it up, so this one just shines sonically. Here is probably the most famous song that Tito Puente penned. It's called Oye Como Va. Tito did it first, then he wondered who was that rock guy who covered it. Who is this guy, Carlos Santana, anyway? Tito asked. Well, when the first royalty check arrived, Tito said, "You tell Mr. Santana that he's welcome to record my music anytime." So this is Oye Como Va, famous song by Tito Puente, who penned it and first recorded it long before Carlos Santana recorded it and became a huge hit.
That was Tom Schnabel of KCRW in Santa Monica, California. The album is Tito Puente's El Rey. Puente is considered one of the greats. We'd like you to pick some greats yourself for our year-end list. What are your top choices for the best international albums of 2010? Go to theworld.org. Write your choices in the comments section. We'll compile your picks and play some of them this Friday, New Year's Eve. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Katie Clark. Join us again tomorrow.